Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. Let's get into today's episode of Gunsmoke, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of Gunsmoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
What in the world are you doing in the long branch at this hour?
Washing glasses.
You what?
Well, the fact is, I'm kindly doing it for Sam.
I can see that. Why?
Well, see, last night Mr. Dillon was out of town, and you were so busy, and I needed a little dab of money to play faro with.
So you borrowed it from Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
And you lost?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you're working off the debt.
Well, I don't get paid till the end of the month.
Is that coffee you got going here on the stove?
It sure is. I set it to boil, and when I opened up for you want some?
Yeah, I'll have a cup if you haven't cooked it to death. It's the mugs under the bar there.
I got them. You can just set that at the table. I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
You know, I've been thinking that working in a saloon might not be too bad a job at that. It's warm, there's always people around to swap lives with. Big old stove to set your feet on. Look out now, it's hot.
I guess it's not too bad here, Chester. But it gets to be the same old story.
What do you mean?
Well, I get awful tired of people, especially men. Seems like the world's made up of men.
Well, now, Miss Kitty,
you know what I mean, Chester. All those whooping, hollering cowboys. And every one of them that hits the saloon wants to dance after he's had a few drinks.
Well, at least they ain't fighting.
You ever dance with one of them?
Well, no, ma'am. But you can't blame a man for feeling a little spry when he hits town after being out on the trail for a couple months.
No. I guess not. Not really.
Yeah, and besides, what in the world would you do if you weren't running the long branch?
I don't know. Get married, maybe.
Well, you couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, there ain't nobody been courting you. I mean, well...
No, there hasn't been nobody courting me. That's a fact.
Miss Kitty,
it'd be hard to leave here and settle down on a ranch or something.
Well, there's good men in town.
Like Matt, maybe? A woman would be a fool to fall in love with Matt Dillon. It'd be like trying to light a house with one candle.
What do you mean?
Just go out so easy. So fast.
Well, there's some good men on ranches.
Yeah, I've seen those country women who come into Dodge, ranch wives. They made them pretty once before they started getting up before dawn every day and cooking and milking and feeding the animals and walking around in the dirt. Most of them you can't tell if they're wearing gloves or not.
I know.
What are you doing, Chester? Trying to get rid of me? Get me married off?
Well, my gracious, no, Miss Kitty.
Well, I got things to do. And you better get back to finishing up those glasses. It's Saturday, you know, and that seems a big night.
I'll be done in a few minutes. Sam's down having his breakfast, and I promised I'd have the place all readied up by the time he got back.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee, Chester.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later.
All right, Miss Kitty. Chester Wesley Proudfoot, you talk too much.
Tell how you whomped that box fight up in San Francisco.
Knocked him kicking with one blow, ain't that the way you tell it?
One blow, all right. In the 23rd round.
Now, you couldn't stand up 23 rounds, much less fight that long.
Square and square, I whooped him, and I told the scratch every round. 23 rounds, and I beat him every round.
Sounds like you must have been a pretty good fighter back in them days.
A strong fighter, I was.
I tell you, it's just too bad, Tommy, you're all soft and broke down.
Yeah.
No, I ain't soft.
No, you are.
You feel that. You feel that muscle.
Here, have it. You know what's a fact, Clay? He ain't so soft as that.
It's too bad he can't fight no more. Ain't it, Brady? Might work up a pretty good match. Tomorrow night, maybe.
Yeah.
I can fight.
Oh, no, Tom. You ain't done it for a long time, and you couldn't beat nobody.
I'll lick anybody you fight.
No, Tom. We wouldn't want you to get hurt.
I can lick anybody in the house. Come on.
Now, Tom, don't bother with him.
Anybody can lick anybody.
Anybody. I don't know. Fella, I haven't mind a real box fight.
It don't matter. My name's Big Tom Bird. I can whip anybody.
Fight to a finish, winner take all.
Fight to a finish, winner take all.
Call him over, Brady.
Be right back.
Come on, you bring him on. Bring him on, will you?
Yeah, he's coming, Big Tom. He's coming. He's coming right up.
Anybody. Big Tom Burr can whip anybody.
Even me, Tom? Can you whip me?
Any man in this room, just step out there.
You better look at me, Tom.
I don't care who...
Creel, Tom. Hack Creel.
You, Creel?
Remember me?
Hack Creel.
I beat you once before, Tom Burr.
Well, no, not fair. You never beat me fair.
I beat you blue. I beat you till you was crawling away.
It was a foul and dirty fight.
You scared, Tom? Is that it? You scared to fight him? You scared?
I'll fight him.
If you show up.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right, boys. Tomorrow night, then. We got to fight.
Get your money up.
Doctoring.
You?
You got a pill you can give me, Doc?
Well, now, Tom, I have to know what's the matter with you first.
Well, really ain't anything serious, Doc, only I gotta be in good shape by tonight.
Well, I suppose you tell me what's the matter.
Oh, it happens all the time, Doc, and it always goes away all right, but I figure you can give me a pill.
Sit down, Tom.
Well, I wasn't aiming to visit, Doc.
I said sit down.
All right.
Now, tell me what's the matter.
Oh, it's just them giddy spells, Doc. Sometimes when I get up, I can't walk straight, and that's a fact.
Been happening long?
Month or two, I guess.
Take your shirt off.
Well, now, wait, Doc.
Take it off, I said.
Oh, Doc. Well, come. Get some pills out of all this fuss.
Stop your muttering, Doc. Now then, breathe in. Out. In. That's fine. Yeah. Well, all right, you can put your shirt back.
Yeah. Well, do I get the pill now?
Yes, I'll give you some medicine, but I want you to do just what I say.
Sure, Doc. Just so you fix me up for tonight.
I want you to rest for a few days. Take it easy.
Why, Doc, would it be all right if I started to do that tomorrow?
What's the matter with right now?
I can't rightly be quiet tonight, Doc. I got to fight a man.
Fight a man? You mean with your fist?
Yeah.
Why, that would be the worst thing you could possibly do.
No, Doc. The worst thing would be if I didn't show up.
I mean it, Tom. It could kill you. Why, it's just a brawl. It isn't that important. Call it off, Tom.
I got to show up, Doc. I got to fight this man.
I tell you, it might mean your life. Aren't you afraid?
I was afraid of him once, Doc. Crawling afraid. It stuck in my craw ever since. But I ain't gonna be afraid again. No matter what it costs.
Thing, Mr. Boone.
Oh, what's that, Chester?
The man on these circulars.
What about him?
Well, you'd think men such as these, you know, murderers and robbers and such like, you'd think they'd be easy to spot.
Well, they are when they're working.
Well, now, that ain't what I mean. I mean, you'd think you could tell just by looking at them.
I can.
No, now, Mr. Dillon, I'm talking about when they're just walking around town easy-like. Like they was having a day off. Why, then you couldn't hardly tell one of them crooks from anybody else.
Oh, not if you're lucky.
I swear there's lots of folks in this town that's worse looking than these men are. Now, you take old Cass, for instance. And Tal Dalby, he ain't none too pleasant looking either. Them two is the others.
Matt, I want to talk to you.
Okay, Doc.
Matt, I want you to stop a murder.
A murder? What murder?
Tom Burr. You got to do something about it, Matt.
Big Tom? Why, who'd want to kill a real nice fellow like him?
All right, Doc, what's this all about?
Well, you know how Tom is? Whenever he gets drunk, he starts talking about his fighting days back in San Francisco.
Somebody's going to kill him for that?
I'm afraid it's going to work out that way, Matt. Joe Brady and Hob Clay brought in this fighter from St. Louis. Fellow named Creel. They've got Tom to agree to fight him tonight. There's a lot of betting going on.
Well, what makes it murder, Doc?
If Tom Burr fights one round, it'll kill him. I've just examined him, I know.
And why didn't you tell him not to fight?
I did, Matt, I did. But he's as stubborn as he is sick. He says he's got to show up and fight.
Even if it'd be the end of him, that doesn't make sense.
Well, not to you and not to me, but it does to Tom. It seems this Creel beat him once before and beat him bad. He's never been able to forget it. And he's determined to make up for it now.
Well, what can I do, Doc?
Stop it, Matt.
All right. Might like to, Doc, but I don't see how I can. There's no law against a prize fight.
Well, there's a law against murder, isn't there?
Now, look, Doc, I have a hard enough time doing the things the law authorizes me to
well,
do.
Well, you can lock him up until the fight's over.
What's he done?
All right, Matt. All right. You get a chance to stop killing before it starts, and you tell me it's against the law. Well, what's the law for?
Gracious me, Mr. Dillon, old Doc sure did stomp out of here mad, didn't he?
Yeah.
Seems to me he's been just a little bit unreasonable.
Maybe he's right at that, Chester. It's a good question. What's the law for?
In.
Thanks.
Sit down, Marshal. Just wait till I sweep these things off that chair.
Never mind, Tom. I want you to come along with me.
Come along where, Marshal?
Back to Dodge.
You mean you come to get me?
That's right, Tom. I came to get you.
Why, Marshal? I ain't done nothing. I ain't no lawbreaker. You know that.
They told me you were talking pretty loud and swinging pretty wide on the Long Branch last night.
Oh, it was nothing to that. You know how it is, Marshal. A man gets a little too much bad liquor in him once in a while, and it makes him act foolish.
Sounds like breaking the peace to me. Now, come on, Tom. Get your horse.
Now, listen, Marshal. I just can't go getting myself locked up this afternoon. I got to be back at the Long Branch tonight.
There isn't going to be any fight, Tom.
Marshal, I got to fight this man. You can take me in tomorrow, tonight. You can take me in tonight, yeah. But I got to show up first.
Get your horse, Tom.
You don't know this Creel, Marshal. He beats folks to death because he likes to. He fights foul and cruel. He laughs about it. He laughed at me once, Marshal. I gotta fight him.
Not tonight, you know.
Marshal, you're rigging this thing against me. You got no right to hold me.
You gonna take me on, Tom?
I ain't going to no jail.
Hold it, Tom.
You got me beat, Marshal. I won't draw against you.
That's better.
But I ain't gonna forget about this.
You'll have time to cool off. Now, come on, let's go.
Scheduled out back.
There isn't going to be any fight, Kitty.
Well, how are you going to stop it? There's a lot of money changing hands, Matt.
Tom Burr won't be showing up.
Big Tom? Well, he's never missed a fight in his life.
No, he's missing this one. He's in jail.
In jail? What for?
Well, I'll tell you about it sometime.
Don't tell me. Tell them.
Who?
Brady and Clay and their fighters. They're right on time.
Yeah. I'll see you later, Kitty.
Oh, sure, Matt.
Your name, Creel?
That's right, Marshal. Hack Creel. I see you heard of me.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
You come to see me fight?
I come to tell you that there isn't going to be a fight.
Huh? Now, wait.
Well, that ain't your affair, Marshal.
Let the Marshal talk, boys. This might be real interesting.
There won't be a fight because Burr won't be here.
I told you should have lined up somebody else. I knew he'd be afraid to meet me again.
He's not afraid. He's not showing up because he's in jail.
You... Listen to this, boy. The marshal stopped the fight. He got Burr locked up. Hey, Marshal, you ain't no call to do that.
I'm sorry, boys, but that's the way it is.
Sounds to me like the marshal's getting a little meddlesome.
I don't like it, Marshal.
The Marshal talks pretty big about my kind of fighting, especially when he's wearing his gun.
Now, the gun has nothing to do with it, Creel. And the kind of dirty tricks you use haven't anything to do with an honest fight, either.
You take off your gun and I'll cut you to ribbons for that, Marshal.
Yeah, I understand that's one of your specialties.
And hiding behind that gun is one of yours. Looks like you have a marshal with a stripe down his back, boys.
The gun's off, Creel. Sam?
Hmm?
Here, hold this for me, will you?
Sure, Marshal.
All right. Anytime, Creel.
I'll show you gunfighters.
Marshal,
we
got a bow.
I'll fix you.
All right, Creel. Come on, get up.
Oh, he won't be getting up for a while, Marshal.
No. All right, give me my gun, Sam.
Yes, sir.
No, you're all right.
Yeah, Kitty, I'm all right.
Well, can't say as much for my place here. What a mess.
Sorry, Kitty. I guess I just got mad.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Why, what happened to you?
Never mind, Chester. What's the trouble?
Well, it's Tom Burr. Doc's with him in back there.
No? Doc?
Oh, there you are, Matt. We've had a mighty sick man here. He tried to pry the bars apart to get out, and the effort nearly killed him.
Oh, is he all right now?
He'll be all right, if he's careful.
Marshal?
Yeah. What, Tom?
I guess you knew what you were about locking me up. I guess I wouldn't have done no good in a fight at that.
Don't you worry about it, Tom. Creel won't be back here.
You fought him, Marshal?
Yeah.
You whipped him?
Till he wouldn't get up.
Oh, that's good, Marshal. That's good.
Doc, what, Chester? You finished the town now?
Yes, I guess so. He'll be all right if he rests.
Well, then you best that doctor and someone, Mr. Dillon.
Mr. Dillon, what did you say? Oh, say that. Oh, man. Oh, that closed eye is a beaut.
It doesn't matter, Doc. There's not much around here I want to look at anyway. Come on, I'll buy us all some supper.
By Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Marion Clark, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.